As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Of all the years, of all the posts I've put up on Instagram, yesterday was the very first day that I got a message from them saying, we removed your content on one of my Instagram stories because it was pictures of these. The Fugly Four now, right? The final four babies in our, let's call it what it is, ugly baby contest. Parents took a look at their kids and said, hey, they grew up fine, but when they were born, woo, that was rough. Mm-hmm. That was rough, rough, rough. So we're down to the Fugly Four right now. It's a bracketed tournament online at theburtshow.com. So yesterday morning, I posted on my Instagram stories the final four kids and said, hey, go online and vote now. You only have a couple of days before these kids go to the quote-unquote ugly championship. And on my very first post, somebody must have reported me or something. And Instagram says, we've removed your content.
What was the reason? Did they give a reason?
No reason at all.
Wow. Hater energy.
Yep, that's all that is.
I mean, I think when they do that, they give you like a couple of reasons why it could be. It's kind of generic or whatever, but they, I don't know, whoever reported us got it taken down.
Maybe these kids are just so offensive looking that they're like, I can't.
That's what people are saying. On the platform.
Yeah, they said that's how you know you picked the right four when Instagram said, oh, that's too much. Right, now, keep in mind also, because now that we're coming down to the final two, the championship, like today is the last day to vote on the final four, and we've been talking about it more. Now I'm starting to get some more pushback from listeners that haven't really heard it up until now, so they saw the pictures yesterday. And they're like, how in the world could you pick these babies? Some of them might have had surgeries on their head and there might have been trauma involved. And I'm like, you guys realize that it's the parents that send it. We didn't pull these babies off of line and said, we didn't do a Google search for ugly babies. These were volunteered by their parents for $1,000.
People will do anything except for listen to the show. Right. In full.
And I know how bad I am because at first I felt bad, but now I got pride in the fact that my baby's still in it. Like, I'm competitive.
All right, so today is the last day to vote for the final four babies, and then it goes to the championship, and there is $1,000 on the line. You can vote today at theburtshow.com. All right, we call it Follow-Up Thursday. On Thursdays, you guys hit us up, and you're like, yo, Burt Show, I never got any closure on blank. And in this case, it had to do with the husband having an affair with a hot nanny, and then the wife kind of like telling the hot nanny to go kick rocks, and the nanny didn't know why. You remember this one, Mo?
Yeah, so this story originally happened back in May of last year where Jessica's husband rehired a hot nanny without telling her, and he claimed it was to help her, but she wasn't buying it. We helped her test her husband with water roses, and he did all the flowers to be sent to the nanny with a note on it that said, I love having you around and back in our lives, wishing you the happiest birthday. So we weren't fully convinced he was having an affair, but we knew if she casually mentioned getting gift for the nanny, his reaction would tell everything we needed to know. So instead of admitting he sent flowers, he said he would take care of getting her a gift, and we all agreed that he has been shady. Jessica didn't want to push any further, though. She simply fired the nanny without telling her husband. Her husband was furious, and he tried to hire her back. But ultimately, she felt guilty for firing someone who could have been innocent. So the last we heard, she and her husband weren't on good terms. So did she ever confirm if he was indeed cheating or not?
Hey, Burt Show. Sure, I'll give you an update. No, I never did confirm if he was cheating or not. I don't think so, but I also definitely think he would have. So over the last year, we tried two more nannies, but it just didn't work out with either of them. It became clear that my husband wasn't going to be happy with anyone else, and it was affecting everything, including my job. Unfortunately, I lost my job last fall, mainly due to the childcare situation being so chaotic. Since then, I've been a stay-at-home mom, focusing on our kids. The silver lining is that I feel as though I'm exactly where I should be and where I'm happy. I didn't realize that being a stay-at-home mom would bring me so much peace. You asked if he and I are in a better place. We aren't in a worse place. We're just kind of coasting. Neither of us are particularly happy as a married couple, but it's not contentious either. Right now, maintaining the status quo seems like the easiest option. Perhaps once the kids are a bit older and I'm ready to focus on rebuilding my career, we'll have more options for our happiness. But for now, our children are what make me happy. Thanks again. Best. I don't know if I can say her name.
I wouldn't. So there's one line here that doesn't really have to do with what we're talking about, but I saw this video the other day that totally made sense to me. Right now, maintaining the status quo seems like the easiest option, which is essentially saying she's staying in the marriage to keep the peace, right? And I have said this quite a bit over my life. I think I realized it at the time, but the truth of the matter is when you're saying it, there's not peace going on. Just because you're not saying something doesn't mean that it's a peaceful situation. It just means that you're not addressing it.
I completely agree. And I never understood that. I mean, that was just never a mindset of mine. I feel like you get one life, you should try to live it to the fullest and be as happy as you possibly can. So I do understand some of the benefits that come with marriage, but I feel like that is one of the underlying things about marriage is even when you're not happy and you're down, you're supposed to stick it in there and ride it out. And I feel like that's such an older mentality now that we've evolved past. If you are not super happy in your position, you're not stuck, as you always say.
These relationships do go up and down. I mean, you got peaks, you got valleys here, and I think sometimes it's just not as exciting as other times. So I don't know that you need to be in the panic situation. But if you know in your gut, like, you're not feeling this, you need to get some help now because you're not keeping any peace by not saying anything.
Well, I think she's just trying to keep the status quo for the kids' sake. Like, I don't think she's saying here that she doesn't want to improve on her relationship or make things better and focus on their happiness. I think she's just like, look, I think we have some underlying issues here. There was obviously something going on with the nanny, or maybe you felt like I breached our trust by firing her. Let's not deal with those issues while we still have kids in like a fragile situation. Let's just get the kids to a certain age. And then at some point we can revisit this and start fresh, hopefully.
And I would say this too about the nanny. Here's what I want to believe about love, that if you really love somebody, there can be a hot nanny in your house and you're not going to screw around. Same way when you go out on a Friday or a Saturday night or you go on a weekend. If you're not going to screw around, you're not going to screw around. If you're going to screw around, you're going to screw around.
It's not going to, like, the place that you are in or the boundaries that you set are not going to ever keep somebody to do what you want them to do. They're going to do what they want to do regardless. So you just need to focus on your own happiness and make sure you're where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Cheater's going to cheat.
Yeah, for sure.
The Burt Show.